Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 23. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the firstfruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Christ first, then us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The summer months are fantastic. Not only do kids have off school and families go on vacations, but it's also one of the best food times of the year. Yep, you guessed it, it's time for sweet corn. After months of nourishment and growth and care, when the ears are still firm and the husks still green, farmers begin harvesting for hungry corn lovers everywhere. And perhaps that first batch of sweet corn harvested is the best, because it means there's lots more to come. You might call that first batch of corn the first fruits. That's what God's Old Testament people called the very first of their grain harvest every year. And it's an appropriate name. It was the first of the fruit of the ground, the very first of the wheat or the barley brought in from the fields. But why then does the Bible call Jesus the first fruits? That's what the Apostle Paul said in our reading. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. What does that mean? Why is Paul comparing Jesus to a plant? That's the good news about Easter. Just like the first of the harvest means there's lots more grain or corn to come, so also the first resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, means there are more resurrections to come. Or more simply, Jesus' resurrection means we too will rise from the dead. Jesus is the firstfruits because he's the first of many, including you and me, to be raised from death. Think about what that means. On that first Easter, Jesus' once lifeless body lived again. His eyes that had been closed in death only days ago opened. His voice that had become silent spoke. His feet that had walked among his followers stood among them again. His hands that had broken bread with his disciples shared a meal with them once more. Jesus, once dead, lived. So shall you and I. On the last day, when our Savior returns to raise all the dead, we too will live again. Our eyes will open. Our voices will speak. Our feet that once ran, jumped, skipped, and danced will run, jump, skip, and dance once more. Only this time, when Jesus raises us, it will be forever. Just as Jesus lives and will never die again, so also we will live with Jesus and never die again. We too will defeat death. Jesus, our first fruits, is the guarantee. Because he lives, we too will live. We bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for rising from the dead so that one day my eyes will open, my voice will speak, my ears will hear, and I will live with you forever, never to die again. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.